Hi, this is Todd.
And this is Nancy.
And today is Friday, November the 11th, and we'd like to welcome you to our new podcast. Today's episode, we're going to talk about current events and really anything else that's kind of on our mind. Trump is obviously a hot topic, but football playoffs are coming. Fall is finally here.
China just had her baby with Rob Kardashian.
Whatever that is, and we'll probably have Rex join us to give us a bit of an update about the Star Wars movie,
the gaming
world, and we might even have some upstairs special guests. The neighborhood is full of stories, and we'd like to share them with you, and we hope that you'll enjoy our first podcast. More to come later. All right, we're back in the Tillman Home Studio. It is Saturday after Black Friday, so we have a couple of weeks of fun activities to talk about today. We've got Black Friday, we've got Thanksgiving, we went to visit my sister, and my parents were there, so aunt, uncle, and grandparents were all there with lots of cousins, and Rex and I went to the car show last weekend. Just to set the picture here, we're sitting in the studio on the dinner table with piles and piles of catalogs because the Christmas catalogs are all starting to come
rolling in.
So I like cars and I like history and I like politics and just talking and all sorts of stuff. So I'll turn it over to Nancy for her introduction.
And that was Todd Tillman speaking to you all. I'm Nancy, and I love Black Friday shopping, so yesterday was a good day for me. Got some good finds, good deals, maybe even a few Christmas presents that
one
we might
very
see
exciting one
under the tree. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to Rex. Rex, you want to talk a little bit about that Christmas present?
Well, Thanksgiving was kind of a madhouse, and I'm sure it was for many people. Just lots of people being crazy.
Yeah, so we drove to Atlanta, about 4 hours away, to my sister's, who said that she didn't want us to bring anything to Thanksgiving dinner, so that was a subject of much conversation about whether we should really bring stuff or not bring stuff. So,
of course we did.
Yeah, so we brought breakfast fixings, but once we got down there, there were two turkeys being prepared. And
good stuff.
What else? What was your favorite food?
Those rolls were good.
The rolls?
Yeah. You can't go wrong with a roll.
That's true. It's hard to mess up a roll.
How are those made?
Takis or rolls?
Rolls. I mean, they were not store-bought rolls, right?
They were.
Dough. We've got our snacks in front of us.
Yum.
Speaking of that, Takis. Nancy, is that your favorite food, Takis?
It might just be. I will say that was probably the one thing missing from my Thanksgiving plate was a few Takis.
So to me, a Taki is just a rolled-up Dorito.
Yeah, it is.
Is that
basically?
Well, not so much this particular bag, but usually there's a lot more seasoning on it than on a Dorito. And maybe that's just because it's rolled up.
So it's the seasoning that you like the best?
Oh, yeah. I like to lick the seasoning off. It's a little gross, but...
So that... We had this long conversation about Planters dry roasted peanuts recently, because that used to be, probably my number one favorite snack was the dry roasted Planters peanut. And somewhere along the way, they've gone off the rails. They're drab, and they don't have seasoning.
Well, is that the weird dude that has that's like a nut with the hat and
Mr.
the
Peanut?
Yeah. Is that him?
I think so.
Oh, I still
not
like
Mr.
those.
Peanut Butter. Who's Mr. Peanut Butter?
Jif.
No, isn't there a character on some show, Mr. Peanut Butter?
I don't know.
There is, on one of the kids' shows, Mr. Peanut Butter.
Well, there's PB&J Otter.
I love that show. But I don't think that's where Mr. Peanut Butter is.
I don't think I ever saw that show.
Never heard of Mr. Peanut Butter. But I will say, like you were saying, you said
looking
that... All right, well, you said that peanuts have... You've lost
love.
Well, I will say, now that Takis is getting more popular, and now that they have more competition, every bag that I've gotten has had less and less seasoning on it. And I just wonder if they've changed their recipe and put less in there, because maybe now that they're getting popular, people are realizing how unhealthy they are.
Right. So this is the age-old story of when something goes, becomes popular, and how they have to change it to meet the mass needs of everyone. So Mr. Peanut Butter is from BoJack Horseman.
Never heard of it.
My favorite show.
Which is a Netflix show that that I can't watch anymore.
Why not?
It's just too
weird.
Weird.
Is it? About
it's a dog. It's about a. It's very strange. It's about a horse that was starred in a TV show, and now he's not on the TV show anymore. So he's kind of one of these Hollywood has-beens. And he's riding his...
is it a horse?
He's this, you know, a talking humanoid horse. So he's riding his memoirs. And the girl that's writing his memoirs, he sort of falls in love with. But meanwhile, she... Yeah, whatever. Autobiography. Biography. She has fallen for Mr. Peanut Butter, who is also a child TV star, but he's a dog. So I think the peanut butter comes... I think that was his shtick, was like, hey, give me the peanut butter! Like a dog, but a human dog. So anyway, that's Mr. Peanut Butter.
Wow.
So Black Friday. Walk us through.
So, there were some pretty good deals. Woke up at 4 a.m.
Well,
to get down to the Targets.
Well, after 4.
Well, 4:45, you know.
Yeah.
Went down to the Target, got some goodies.
Fortunately, the Starbucks was open.
Yes,
good news.
We felt for that guy.
He was having a 16-hour shift from 5 to, what, 9?
Yeah.
5 p.m.
to
9 a.m.
All through the night.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
He was chipper.
He was.
Very impressed.
I was impressed, too. Yeah. And he got us our drinks real fast.
He did. Which, usually in a Starbucks.
Yeah. Starbucks. Never heard that.
Oh, yeah? Starbucks?
Starbucks and a Target.
So, we picked up an Xbox. It came with a gift card to buy another controller. And there were some TVs that were like a couple $100 off. We didn't buy one, but, you know.
But
lots of clothes.
Potentially in the market for a new TV to go with our... Xbox.
Yeah.
Our first serious game console.
Yeah, I mean, we was alright for a while, but...
Well, the thing is, like, the Wii, if we look at all our games, they're all not all of them, but most of them are, like, family-type games, Family Feud, and blocks.
I mean, I have some that are, like, Mario...
But those are kids games.
Pretty family friendly. Like I looked at the Xbox games, like the top games, and they're literally like
first person shooter games.
They are. Every single one of them. It's like War Hero, Age of Dawn, Deathmaster. It's just like
Dota 2.
So let me ask you a question, serious question.
All right.
For Rex, 11 years old.
Yes.
Are these games good for you?
Well, I mean,
be honest. This is the...
I guess that depends. Because, I mean, it's war, but it's also teaching you of the horrifying truths, except that you're not really feeling them.
Well,
I mean, it's not really good for you,
but you're
saying
it's still fake, so it can't be that bad for you.
Yeah.
Hmm?
It's not as bad as
now,
going into real war and shooting people.
Do you say that about yourself or about others? Everybody.
Everybody.
Because my opinion is that it can't be good for everybody. There have got to be some kind of people who get too into it and take it.
Yeah.
Crazy people. Some people do, like, tournaments, which is fine, I guess. It's what the term MLG comes from.
What
Major League Gaming.
Okay. Mm. I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, like, on TV. You can find it on YouTube or Twitch, other websites.
Twitch. I don't even know what Twitch is.
Me neither.
It's, like, a video thing.
Like, mostly
Post
gaming?
Live. I think.
It's like a competitor to YouTube?
Yeah, maybe. I don't
know. Does YouTube have live stuff?
Yeah, live streams.
Because you've made a video, right?
Well, I did. It didn't work out well.
I didn't know you made a video. Why didn't you put it on your YouTube?
Well, I don't know how to post it.
And you've made a video?
I have. I've made a few videos that have gone on YouTube.
You've made one video that's gone on YouTube.
More than one, actually. But they were all for school, so they were school projects. I don't even know if they're available to the public eye.
They're not. The only one is the French one.
Ah, I made a French
one. Which got you 0 subscribers and 20 views.
Hey, 20 views. It's not bad.
The sad part is I have 0 videos and I have 13 subscribers. It's sad. I know.
So, you guys do this, right? While you're playing, somebody is recording it and putting it on a video.
Or you can record it yourself.
And I've seen you play and watch a video of somebody playing. Like, are you watching what they're doing to pick up tricks?
Sometimes you just watch them for fun. Sometimes you do it for information, basically. So. Yeah.
Now, do any of your friends do that?
No. I know that there are some boys in my science class that have talked about their YouTube accounts, but I mean, I don't think that's very popular with the older generation. I guess the famous people.
The most popular YouTuber PewDiePie is like 20, and he has 50 million subscribers.
Yeah,
he's a gamer.
He does lots of different things.
I would be interested to see his age range of viewers, though, because I bet
they're older.
They are?
I mean, I think, because, I mean, he cusses a lot.
Oh.
Like, strong.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Like, a lot. Mm. I don't watch him.
I guess I just really don't know much anything about the gaming world. For all I know, there's a bunch of people that I even am friends with that, you know.
Yes.
They don't talk about it, or you don't know about
Mm-mm.
it.
I don't hear about it.
You certainly don't hear as much about girls doing it.
No.
No.
But I never hear of anyone my age watching YouTubers, unless it's makeup YouTubers or, like,
uh-huh.
I mean,
gaming YouTubers. I mean, I'm sure there are guys that do, but I just have never heard them talk about it.
So what was that when we, speaking of makeup, when we went into Starbucks the other day,
mm-hmm.
and there were like 3 girls sitting at a table.
Yeah.
And it looked like they were doing some kind of makeup comparison or...
challenge, baby.
What did you think was going on?
What my thought was going on is that I see a lot of senior pictures taken in downtown Franklin or even photo shoots taken.
Okay.
I've seen like professional looking photo shoots in downtown Franklin. So my guess was that maybe... The guys sitting across from the girls were the photographers,
okay.
or maybe they're like agents or something.
Okay,
they were just touching up their makeup
see
before
that.
They.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
I just didn't know if there was, because I in my mind I was like, oh, there's like some kind of makeup, like almost trading thing going on. Like, hey, you bring your stuff. I mean, I don't know, because it seems like that might work.
I mean, yeah, I guess it could. The makeup YouTube is its own world. There's a lot of famous makeup YouTubers.
Yeah, I mean, the only ones I've seen are ones where people, like become a lion or a tiger.
So
like, they do this, you know, and you're just like, oh my golly.
Yeah. There's also people who do, like, everyday looks, too, and stuff.
Yeah, just to...
Yeah.
It's cool. It's such a... interesting thing to see how that kind of technology is going to transform stuff. So, we're looking at the piles in front of us. So, Rex and I went to the car show.
Is that my car magazine?
We are... No, I don't think it's come yet. Well, Rex was able to sign up for his first car magazine, Motor Trend. So, that will start coming. It's very exciting. I have very fond memories of getting my car magazines in the mail when I was growing up. Do you remember any cars that you liked? They have one set up where they have like all the Lamborghinis and Bentley, but you can't get in them. They're just like behind the ropes, and you're just like la di da.
I've always had a like for racing cars.
Yes, the Shelby Cobra was pretty awesome.
They had some racing cars.
They did. Well, it's a street legal racing car. I don't think they had any racing cars.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's funny, we used to live in North Carolina, and I don't think I ever went to the NASCAR, although we did to see the
The one very kind of neat thing that we did was we went to the world premiere of Cars movie.
That was pretty awesome.
Charlotte Motor Speedway.
I don't even think I was one.
No, you were tiny.
Baby.
Tiny.
I don't even remember. To this day,
you're still a Cars movie fan, and Cars movie 3 is coming out. Next year, I think.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
It's got to be the only reason that they've made sequels, because the movies are good and they do well, but no better than other Pixar movies. So it's got to be the merchandise.
Yeah. Merchandise.
You're right.
Does it?
Because I think if you do it every 5 years, you got a whole nother set of.
I have a bin full of like Cars movie toys.
That's exactly.
That's
right.
Like $500.
Oh yeah.
I mean, which isn't that much considering how much they got in total. But if every person that watched the movie spent $500 on merchandise,
or
that's
even just
a
every
lot.
8-year-old boy and younger.
Right, I think that's the thing. And it's funny that you say that because even as we were leaving Thanksgiving, both. My mother and my sister asked
what you want
for Christmas.
I know what I want.
And it used to be, I mean, for a while it was like, anything Cars movie. You just get him anything Cars movie. And then it was like, just get him anything Lego.
Star Wars.
Get anything Star Wars. And I think we're about to enter into this
Xbox
phase.
I'll still ask for Legos.
Oh, give him a Legion of Death 7. He's already worked through 1 through 6.
Yep.
And they'll be like, isn't that cute?
He played GTA 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's see when 6 comes out.
Now, have you played that?
GTA, no. And I don't want to.
You've played it?
Mm-hmm.
It's bad.
And it's fun. I mean, it's more like a teen kind of
very
fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely geared toward an older age.
Yeah, you can get naked and shoot people and do drugs.
I mean, but that's just what you hear about it because people do hacks and people...
No, that's literally what you can do.
Now, were you there when Eli was talking about that? Because he was saying that that's a hack, I guess, to do that kind of stuff, and so most people
it's not like you turn on the game and they're like, get naked for 10 points. It's not like that's the game. The game is that you're actually,
I mean,
it's Grand Theft Auto, so you're stealing cars, and you can steal cars
and
they
run
have
over people.
There are different missions you can go on.
Well, yeah, but, okay, I have a bad, well, it's not really a bad habit, but I have a habit of looking on the backs of games. And so it says, like, nudity, blood, other things that I won't
mention. Right, so it's not
a game for kids.
No. I mean...
But your friends that have older brothers, they don't play it? They do more...
Well, I was just talking to Chip, and I asked him...
Call of Duty kind of stuff?
Yeah, I was just talking to Chip, and I asked him if Battlefield was fun, and he said it was really fun. And then, like...
They have it?
Yeah, they have... I don't think they have that specific one, but they have one of the older ones.
Hmm.
I think. Well, yeah, they...
Well, that is the interesting thing, is, like, there's so many older games. We were even talking about this with our cousins, because they've had consoles for 10 years. So they've got older games.
They have like the Xbox 360.
Right. And the older games are, I mean, you can get used ones probably for next to nothing, or if they're still out, they're very free. It's just the new games are the ones that are like $60. Just like, oh my gosh.
Although, the Star Wars Battlefront Ultimate Edition is a very good deal because it comes with the game and all four expansion packs, which total would cost about $90. And with the Ultimate Edition, it costs $40.
So that's, like, on your Christmas list.
That is, like, big time. Like, big time, yeah. Like, grandparents.
Yeah, right. So the Star Wars movie is coming out in a couple weeks.
Yes, I'm excited.
It's already a new one.
I know.
Are they really going to make a new one every year? Is that the plan?
Yeah.
I think so, right?
Yeah. I think next year it's going to be episode 8. I think the year after, maybe the Han Solo prequel. Mm.
You know, next I got to say that worries me. I think that could be what ultimately makes Star Wars just sort of fade out into not being quite the classic, you know.
Well, I think they'll end it after a few more episodes. Like, maybe after episode,
I hope.
Like, 12.
I don't know. I mean, how do you pay? But, how much did they pay for it? Disney?
Like, what do you mean? How much did Disney pay?
Yeah.
Like $2 or $4 billion.
So how do you stop making movies if you paid that much money for a franchise?
Well, I mean, they've probably already gotten back that money, haven't they, from the movie?
I'm sure they have.
Yeah, but that look at what they're doing at Disney World, though. You know about that, right?
No, are they making a Star Wars?
Yeah, they're making a, like, literally a whole part.
That's so cool. That's exciting.
So we're going to have to go back.
We're going to have to.
So that Hollywood Studios, which was kind of the, mm-hmm. I mean, I loved that one ride.
Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror.
And the really fast one.
Ugh.
The roller coaster?
Yeah.
Rock and
Space
Roll.
Space Mountain.
Yeah, Rock and Roll.
Rock and Roll roller coaster, which probably won't be there.
Woo.
Some of them might be.
Look at your hands.
Oh, I know.
It's like you dipped them in blood.
Can you go get that, Rex? So, they took the Hollywood Studios, and they're going to tear down most of it and then build a Star Wars.
They're tearing it down.
Yeah.
So it's replacing.
Right. So that's why I'm saying they can't stop making the movies.
Right. Now that
because they've got
to. Right. They've got to keep introducing it to the new generation.
So how do you make a new story? I don't know. I mean, they'll figure it out.
I mean, I like the idea of like a Han Solo prequel, like going like and doing prequels for all the different characters kind of thing. That, I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, the Han Solo movie will be huge.
Yeah.
Because
I'm just not so sure about this next one because from what I've seen, it just sort of looks like a whole other animal.
Whoa.
But
I probably shouldn't say anything.
No, we'll say it.
Well, okay, I'm just saying this right now.
Yeah.
If you are one of those people who doesn't like to hear anything about the movie before it happens, you should probably stop this now. Alright, so, well, I think it's going to be a good movie because it establishes what happens between episodes 3 and 4. And it establishes them stealing the Death Star plans. And, the main character's father is the builder of the Death Star, the main builder.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're trying to contact him.
Right.
And,
I didn't know that. So, obviously, it does have more to do with it.
So, do you think it's true or urban legend that they made, like, most of the film? And they started showing it to people, and people were like, I don't know. And so they went back and added Darth Vader into the movie.
Well, they're building the Death Star, so it sounds like Darth Vader was already a part of the movie.
I think Darth Vader was already a part of the movie. He's literally just barely in it.
Right.
Well, then maybe.
Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it's, you know, the Disney people are smart people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you know, they're on a hot streak with most of their, with a lot of their movies.
Yeah.
So, although, did you go see that?
I didn't get to see it last night.
Mona?
Although, I really want to. The new, Moana.
Moana,
it is.
Sorry.
It's the new, and you know who wrote the music?
Lin-Manuel.
Yep, Lin-Manuel.
Really?
Miranda, who is
Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Oh,
which
talk,
is pretty
we should,
awesome.
Maybe we should go see it, like, today. Anyway, off topic. So, the main planet that Rogue One is going to be surfaced on is Scarif. Again, I recommend that you stop this now if you don't want any spoilers. But, so it's on the planet Scarif, which is sort of a tropical, cool,
beachy.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm excited to see that.
Yeah,
so
cool.
There are three new stormtrooper, like, looks, types, announced. Mm. There is a hover tank pilot, which is a new vehicle, set on a different planet, I think. There is a Scarif trooper, which is like a sandy... Like
so do you learn all this stuff watching YouTube and Lego?
Trailers.
And trailers?
Yeah. And then finally, there's the Death Trooper, which is basically an all-black stormtrooper.
Sounds like an Xbox game all by itself.
Yes, it does.
Death Trooper.
I'm excited to see them in the movie.
So here's a question for both of you. So since we haven't had a game... console before,
mm-hmm.
The only thing we had was Wii, and you've got the Wii
controller.
You know, the Wii controller is like super simple to use.
Yeah.
I am definitely intimidated by the
mm.
Xbox controllers and the buttons and the levers, and
you definitely have to get used to it.
You definitely have to, but I
but
can
you
teach you.
I
mean,
I know
I,
how to use them sometimes.
I played a game at your friend's house who I babysit sometimes.
Yeah, Samuel.
You know, boy sit, friend sit.
Yeah.
And I played some Star Wars game.
Star Wars Battlefront, the
it
game
It must
I
have
was.
Been, yeah. And I will say that the hardest thing was figuring out just how to maneuver.
Yeah,
but then
when
once
I first,
did, you know.
When I first played that game at Chip's house, it was awesome.
Yeah.
And I started learning the controls and until... I've started to become a decent-ish player for someone that doesn't own the game at all.
Yeah.
Right.
So, honestly, I'm excited to have an Xbox.
Right.
It's new.
It's moving us up in the gamer world.
Yeah.
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 At least as a family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely is. All right, so I didn't expect that gaming would become such the main topic here today.
But it's
interesting.
Yeah.
So... what else has happened over the last couple of weeks that we would want to chat about a little bit before we wrap up the first episode?
Well, if you want some pop culture updates...
Definitely.
I will say that...
oh, there's been some crazy stuff. Yeah.
Kanye has sort of had an emotional breakdown, and he's in a mental health institution, and supposedly he realized that he needed... professional help, and so he went and got professional help, and Kim is by his side supporting him, and everyone says that this is the right thing for him to do, and it's been a long time coming. It just sort of, he needed to realize it for himself. So, I don't know. A lot of people have a lot of different views on Kanye, but I think that sounds like he's doing the right thing for himself, hopefully.
Yeah, this is crazy, because this came, I mean, I certainly don't follow it that closely, but it came, what I read or saw was it came after one concert, or during one concert, where he basically, which ties into the election results, which are still pretty fresh here, but he was like, if I had voted, I would have voted for Trump, and you all need to, you know, get with the game, and all sorts of stuff, and then he just left.
Yeah.
Who is this? Kanye.
So, I don't know. I guess the conspiracy theorist is like, is it because he said something about Trump, and they're just like, hey, you can't do that, or... I don't know. That's a very...
Well, Kanye's
I mean, he's
issues
been,
have gone back.
Right.
I think that it's no surprise to anyone that...
So, Miss Music aficionado, pop culture knower of all things. So I can't remember who said it.
Me.
One of your cousins said he, Kanye, said he is, and I don't know if they were being like
sarcastic
or if they really meant it. They were like, he is a genius. He is the best showman, musician
of
all time.
There are people who pretty much worship Kanye. I have a friend who I was in the play with, actually, and he loves Kanye so much, knows all the facts about him, and actually recently watched a little mini documentary about his music and about how it's evolved, and he is a very, very talented musician, and his music has, the interesting thing that he does is, like, he incorporates a lot of other things into his music, like, other singers and, like, choruses. Like, he'll bring in a chorus and, like, he just... His music has been very innovative. And so, I mean, you can't say that that's not true. Because
right.
It is. So, regardless of if you think he's stuck up or whatever,
right.
You know, he is definitely a talented musician. And,
right.
I mean, at least that's what I think. And but I would say that he's a very... People either love him or hate him.
Right.
At the end of the day,
yeah.
He's sort of somebody that people love to hate,
right.
Or they love to love.
Right.
So
how would you compare him to, like, some of the other really top stars? Because in my mind, I'm all... And this is not, like, total comment that means... I don't know. That, like, Britney Spears, right?
Okay.
I mean, she's, like... a star, but it's not like we don't believe that she has great musical
right.
talent
well,
or writes interesting lyrics or,
the,
I mean, maybe she's been a good dancer or
yeah.
performer, and then like Justin Bieber and, you know, people like that. What's kind of the...
I mean, Kanye produces a lot of his own music and sings. I mean, like, not... I mean, they all sing their own music, but like... Some of them.
Exactly.
But the idea is that he creates a lot of his own music.
He's the creator.
Right.
Which
so
is...
he does more than just, he's not given a song. I mean, I think he does write most of his, or
right.
it's believed that he writes most of his
right.
raps. So, yeah, I mean, I think that I would say that compared to, you know, a lot of the other famous stars, he definitely sort of has a bigger, he's sort of a bigger star than
mm-hmm.
a lot of them because he does
yeah,
a lot of
I think if
music.
You write and you produce
yeah.
and you perform, I mean, clearly you're a...
The triple threat, kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe a lot of them, you just don't know. I mean, they say they write their own stuff, but...
Yeah. Well, there was, you know, the big debate that was between Drake and, I'm going to forget his name. Drake and another rapper had a big feud, and, you know, he, like, wrote a whole rap about it. But Drake has been called out as to having not written some of his stuff,
oh, okay.
and that apparently he has a ghostwriter.
Right.
So there's lots of debates about all of that. It's kind of interesting.
Also,
yeah.
in the gaming world, yet again, many people say Minecraft, one of the most popular video games of all time, is dying. Like,
yeah.
yes, many people say that. And this is, like, not that new. I mean, many people have just started saying it because they don't like the game, but...
Well, but doesn't that happen, like, as a generation picks their thing?
Mm-hmm.
As the next generation that comes up typically doesn't want to just keep doing... I mean, this is true of everything. Not just gaming or music or... I mean, this is just what happens.
I mean, Wii used to be huge.
Right.
Mario Kart on Wii was the biggest thing around, you
yeah.
know?
So it makes sense that your generation, who loves Minecraft and just totally got into Minecraft, but 4 years later, does the next generation really want to do Minecraft?
Maybe not.
I mean, and
it
this
may
is,
not go away.
Well, no, it's not going to do that. And this is just after the new Minecraft update, Minecraft 1.11, which added a new building, an abandoned mansion with some mobs in it, like creatures, evil villagers, and llamas.
So what was it originally about Minecraft that got you
the
guys
building
so into it?
The building, the multiplayer.
Well, and I remember back, you know, even at our old house, it used to not be so much, at least for you, and I'm sure that this goes as well for a lot of your friends, that you sort of have evolved as a Minecraft fan. You know, maybe you used to not play with other people. I remember when you first got Minecraft, you would just play by yourself, right?
Yeah.
And now you watch videos about it, you know all the secrets about, I mean, you know, so.
I mean, there didn't used to be, like, shooting in it. Or has there always been?
Yeah, I didn't think.
I mean, those are in multiplayer games, like, different spin-offs.
I mean, in my mind, it used to be just building stuff, and, like, there were
there's
know,
always
creatures and stuff,
swords.
And now it's like people are shooting each other all the time.
Well, there's, like, PvP, player versus player, which is, like, usually there aren't guns, but occasionally on some specific minigames there are, but there's, like, bows and arrows. So, I don't know. I mean, it's just adding more games to a popular game.
Yeah. So, that's sort of like the... We've talked about this before, Rex and I. So, it's you know, Microsoft paid however much for Minecraft.
Right. $2 billion.
$2 billion. And have they got their money's worth? I mean, they probably have.
I'm sure they have.
So, as far as it going on and on and on, maybe they're like, you know, that's okay. It's just an investment we made for this time, and something else will come along, and, you know, something viral.
I bet it's hard to think like that, though, when you're the creator. You know, you probably want it to keep going on.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
If you're like the Minecraft team at Microsoft,
Mojang.
Yeah,
probably
and they're
like, oh, well, we made our money.
Right. Oh, it's dying out.
Also, I have a game recommendation for all of you gamers. So, I mean, you have to have this thing called Steam, which is on a computer, but this game is called Unturned.
It causes viruses?
What?
Do you have Steam?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. What is that?
Steam is like this game engine.
Yeah.
It's like you can download like a million different games on it. And so Unturned is this blocky zombie apocalypse guns shooting really fun game.
Called Unturned?
Unturned.
So tell me what you... Give me a walkthrough.
So, you spawn out as...
What are you?
You're a human.
Okay.
In a world of zombies. You
right.
are usually naked when you start out. I mean, it's just white skin.
Yeah.
And...
What does that say on the back of the game? Just kidding.
It'd be E10, probably.
Okay.
Anyway, so... What you do is you... You most likely will go to the nearest town, maybe find, like, a police station, maybe go to the nearest military base, grab a gun, grab ammo, grab a melee knife, and then you just go on into the zombie apocalypse and survive. And the newest map, Russia, has, like, more of a storyline because there's this kind of creepy thing that you have to do this quest. I'm not going to spoil everything, but there's a cursed pirate zombie boss that's, like, insanely hard to defeat. Also, there's this quest.
Clown?
Quests? No, it's a pirate.
Oh, I don't like clowns.
Also, there's, like, quests and NPCs, non-player characters, just on the Russia map. And...
Do you like Russia?
Yeah, it's cool. There's Moscow. Some other places. But anyway, you
can...
Do you
like Russia?
Yeah.
You can go on multiplayer in that game and PvP or survival. And it's just a really fun game. It is actually free. There's an in-game purchase, but It's free, and I recommend you go check it out.
Excellent. Do you have any recommendations, or?
Trying to think.
Movies, music.
Well, I'll say that the new Hamilton mixtape is pretty cool. If you like Hamilton, then you should definitely check it out.
And what does that mean?
The Hamilton mixtape is, Hamilton the musical. The big thing about the musical, since it's so hard to get tickets and so hard to get there, is that the soundtrack is really what most fans have to sort of grab onto, because people like me can't get, $400 tickets to New York City just out of the blue. So the Hamilton mixtape is sort of an extension of the soundtrack. And Lin-Manuel Miranda has gathered a bunch of famous
rappers, singers,
put their spin on some of the songs. Oh, and there's been a few new songs written.
Valley Forge?
So some of them are just covers, but then some of them are like covers with their own rap verses added. So it's really, really awesome.
Okay. So who's somebody that's on it?
Let me think. Well, Wait For It is one of the big songs, and it's done by Usher.
Okay.
And then Sia does one of the songs.
Okay.
And then The Roots, maybe they're just called Roots.
They do a couple songs.
Yeah, they do a couple songs.
You've heard it too.
I've heard some of them. Also, one other thing about the game recommendation. There is this little theory, and probably encouraged by the game creator. There's this company called Scorpion 7, which is like these guys in biohazard suits. The theory is that they started the zombie apocalypse. So in all four maps of Unturned so far, you can find something related to Scorpion 7.
Okay. That's cool. All right, anything else?
What about you?
Any recommendations for anything?
I haven't seen any movies.
Finding Dory.
Finding Dory. I watched that for the first time. That was good.
Well, I didn't. But...
We're going to a football game tonight. It's going to be cold.
We are.
Yep.
All of us?
Yes.
Yeah. The whole fam.
Who?
The whole fam plus Crockett.
No, I mean like...
Who's playing?
Yeah.
It's the Vanderbilt-Tennessee game.
Ooh.
So, Tennessee will be decked out.
Yes.
Probably.
I'm probably get some hate from some friends that I'm wearing Vanderbilt.
Could be.
I'm sure you are.
So
I'll probably get some of... hate for my friends, because I have some friends that are UT fans.
Yeah,
hopefully,
UT fans.
Like, anchor down. I mean,
it could be a nice win for Vanderbilt to close the season. It's been kind of a up and down season for the Commodores and the football team. So, I don't know, the car show was neat.
Yeah.
You know, I like if we were in the market for another car. If money was no object,
money grew on trees.
It'd be nice to have a quad cab pickup for me. And really, honestly, they're the best. They were kind of, and they're so nice now. They're much different than my grandparents' old pickup truck, which was just
used for carrying stuff.
Exactly. Now it's like they're the fanciest cars,
and they have tons more storage than your Jeep.
They do. But all the cars, you just feel like you're sitting on the road. They're so, I'm so used to driving a Jeep that when you get in a car, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I have to look up at everybody.
And then there are the people who have the trucks and they lift their wheels up and they're above everyone.
Yes. Yes. I notice at the high school parking lot, there are lots and lots of
lifted
pickups.
Kids trying to be bigger than other kids.
Yeah, that's about right. So, I guess that's Is that it?
I think that's it for now.
Anything else? All right, well, next time we'll probably have some other stuff to talk about, some more Christmas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there'll be lots more things going on.
Yes.
But
until then?
Until then. And we'll have a name. We'll have a name for our podcast. Nancy's working on it. Mm-hmm. You have any thoughts yet?
No.
Arjun Rachin.
Should I tell the story?
That's kind of a funny story. Tell that story. All right, close it up.
Okay.
Here's the Arjun Rachin.
Closing story. So, in about third grade, I was about 9 years old, and I had a friend who we'll call Andrea.
Yes.
That's not
And
funny.
She was quirky, and she was fun, and she was... She was just her own person, you know? Just one of those people who...
Love it.
Just her own person. And so we were pretty good friends. And she... I was a big fan of American Girl dolls. And, of course, you know, had several of them. They were the thing back when I was a kid. They were...
Lots of books about them and all
All the different things. So, you know, I would talk about my American Girl dolls, and sometimes Andrea would talk about her Arjun Rinchin dolls. And, you know, I sort of just didn't ask. I was like, maybe she's, you know, compensating. Maybe she doesn't have an American Girl doll, so she wants to pretend she has some other kind of doll. You know, whatever it is, I just sort of let it slide. I was like, oh, cool, you know, you have a doll, you know? And she's like, yeah, an Arjun Rinchin doll. And so, you know, the years go on, and Andrea mentions her Arjun Rinchin dolls a few more times, and I just keep letting it go. And one day, I'm walking down the toy aisle of Target, and I notice a doll that looks very similar to an American Girl doll. And so I'm looking, they have all, you know, they're pretty much trying to copy the whole American Girl doll thing. And they're called Our Generation dolls. And it sort of hit me. This was a while later. I hadn't seen Andrea in a long time. And I realized Our Generation dolls are Arjun Rinchin dolls. And it sort of was one of those moments where you just realize, huh, that's what she was saying. That's all those years, all those times.
All right. We will be back.
I'll be back.
Peace.
Peace out.
Out. Where is the stop?